Masechet Brachot Daf Kaf Tet. We're going to start at the bottom of Daf Kaf Chet Amud Bet. Two lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan. Shimon Apikuli. He's dir Shmonash Brachot Ivnei Rabban Gamliel Aseder Biyavne. So now the Shmonash Rashi Zaviya Apikuli Mocher Pikuli Tzemer Geffen. He was a guy who sold cotton wool. He was a some sort of flax seller. Loazer Rashi brings a kitun, some sort of a cotton wool, cotton flax. And he was obviously Talmid Chochem, and he set out the brachas before Rabban Gamliel in Yavne. Now, it's important to know that we mentioned a few times in the shiur the last few days that the tefillot were set out by Ezra with his Beit Din at the beginning of the Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. I think there was still even Nevi'im there, Chagai Zechar Melech. I heard from a shiur from, I think, Rav University. I forgot his name now. That you had to have Nevi'im present, even in the Beit Din, to able to use the words. That'd be Nevi'im. It couldn't be just anybody to sort out the words. And actually, I thought they had to agree on it all. But at the end of the day, they had to have Nevi'im who could help them with the right wording. But it seems like it wasn't written down. To mention that the Tefillot also Trashe Baal Peh, and a long time later it was written down. Even the Gemara wasn't written down until after the times of the Gemara, during the time of the Gaonim. And other shliach tzibur used to daven the tefillot, or people knew the tefillot, but yeah, they never knew the tefillot, they'd forgotten the tefillot. So Shimon Apikuli, he set out the tefillot of Shmash Bechir B'Gamliel. Then it goes like, Amar B'Gamliel HaChachamim, Klum Yesh Adam She'odel Takein Birkat HaTzdukim. Now, they had a big problem with these tzedukim, with the minim, and people who were causing a lot of tzar for Chachamim. And he had arranged the 18 brochas, but Rabbi Gamliel was looking for the 19th brocha. So Amad Shmuel HaKatan V'tikne. Shmuel HaKatan, at this time, he was really an old man. I read somebody who was 80 or 90 years old. And he was a Talmid Chochem, a great guy. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says that the Shechinah could have been Shuria with Shmuel HaKatan, but the door wasn't ready, the dresser wasn't ready. A very great guy. He had a real tremendously powerful human being who could be metaka in the actual brocha. So he was the one that got around and set up the brocha of Vela Malshinim. L'shala acheret, a year later, Shachacha, he himself, Shimon HaKatan, had forgotten the words that he had said, and he was davening. V'hishkif passes the Gemara Shtayim, v'shot, took 2-3 hours. He's sitting there trying to remember what the words were for this tefillah. V'lo he'elu, le'elu, we've seen it before as well, that the davening is b'ma'amakim kratich Hashem. The shliach tzibur always stood in a low area, a little bit lower than the rest of the tefillah, the rest of the tzibur. So when they say v'he'elu, there's a problem that, like, pull him out of the pit where he was davening from and bring him back upstairs. In other words, remove him from the shtender. So the Gemara says, v'amai lo he'eluhu, why didn't they get rid of him? V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, don't we know, we've got halacha here. Ta'a b'chol ha'brachot kulan en ma'alinoto. If a person makes a mistake in the brachos during Shmarashim, we don't stop him davening. But b'birkat ha'tzdukim ma'alinoto. If it's the middle of Vela Malshinim, which is about the tzdukim, we do, because we say, what are we worried about? Chashinan, shem aminu, maybe this guy's a min. And that's why he's having a problem. He can't come and say the bracha because he doesn't want to curse himself. So the Gemara said, no, you can't say about Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan, te'ihu tikna. Himself, he was the one who made the bracha. So the Gemara said, okay, but nichu shtil maharabai. Maybe since then, you know, he's done reverse tshuva. Chazar b'sheila, he's now come amin. Chas v'shalom, Amar Abaya, Rabbi says, da. Gemir, we have a mesora. Tava lo have bisha. What started out good cannot become bad. The Gemara says, "V'lo, is that so?" We're going to learn a very famous Gemara today. V'ha k'tiv. We've got a pasuk. The pasuk over here comes from Echesk, a long pasuk. V'shuv tzadik ben tzidkato. When the tzadik returned from his righteousness, v'atza avel k'chol ha'toivot asher asa harasha. Now he becomes worse. Yaseh v'chai kol tzidkotav asher asa lo tizkerenu v'malo asher mal v'chatato asher chata v'yamut. Basically, we see that tzadikim can become reshaim. So the Gemara says like this. That pasuk's talking about a person who was a rasha. Look at Rashi, the second on Rashi. Rasha mikaro, v'shav mirshato, pa'amim shechozer, v'nasar rasha. Then he became chozer b'tshuva, and then he went back to his original wickedness. Aval tzadik mikaro lo, but a guy like Shmuel HaKatan, who started out holy, was a tzadik to begin with, he can't go back. God says, v'lo, is that a fact? V'at nan, don't we have a mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says, "Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha." Everyone here knows this Mishnah, right? "Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom motcha." Don't have any belief in yourself till you die. Because anybody, till the last day, could go bad. Sharei, and the Gemara brings a quote, it's a story over here, which we all know is a Gemara in Yom, which says, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shemesh Bakunak Gashmonim Shna, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was 80 years of Kohen Gadol. Ulevasof Natsats Duki, and in the end, after 80 years of being Kohen Gadol, going to the Yom Kippur, going into the Kodesh HaKodeshim for 80 years, and coming out alive, Emet Mane Dark, Rak Kohen Gadol, but say, Tom, Emet Kodesh HaKodeshim, singing and dancing, Amishal, God accepted his tefillot for 80 years, he survived, and then he became a tzaduki. So Amar Abaya, no, that's a little different. Who Yanai, who Yochanan. According to Abaya, Yanai Malke is the same Rasha as Yochanan. He says it's the same person. Look at Rashi, who's Yanai? Shlom Masech Kiddushin, Rashi says, Sharak Chachmei Yisrael. Yanai was one of the Chashmonai, Bet Chashmonai, and he wanted to be a king, and he wanted to be Kohen Gadol. And which is actually very difficult, this, because how could he, if he was the king and Kohen Gadol, go into the Kodesh Kodeshim and survive? Rava says no. Rava says Yana Lechud. Rava says no. They're two different people, and we know, we spoke about it yesterday or 2 days ago, that the halacha norm, the halacha Rava Babaya, other than Yael Kagam, is halacha like Rava. So Rava says they were two different people. Yochanan was Yana Lechud, but Yochanan Lechud, and he says like this: Yanai Rasha Miikaro. Yana was a bad guy to begin with. Look at Rashi, Venase Tzadik, Chazal Shato. He then became a bit of a Tzadik for a while, and then he went back to his bad ways. But Yochanan, Tzadik, Mikaro, that's a good question. That question, Rabbi Spirit accept, right? And he said, how can you trust yourself until you die? Look at Yochanan, he was a Tzadik, Mikaro. So the Gemara says, Hanich El Abaya. We understand Abaya, if they were both the same person, Rabbi Kashi, Rabbi, if he's the Tunra people, Kashi says, Amlach Rabbi, Tzadik, Mikaro, Nami. Even the Tzadik Mikaro, we accept Dilma Hadar, but he might have changed ways. So mostly that's the case. So now you basically answered our question. We said, what about Shmuel HaKatan? We said, no, Shmuel HaKatan was a good guy to begin with. And we said, well, a good guy to begin with won't go bad. And we just proven now that you go bad. And everybody agrees, even a good guy can go bad. So if Ihachia Mai Lo Asku, so the question begs itself again. Why didn't they schlep Shmuel HaKatan off the stender when he couldn't remember the bracha from Elamal Shini? The Gemara says, Shani Shmuel HaKatan, it was different Shmuel HaKatan, why the Itchil Ba? He had actually started Rashi, the last wide lines and the first narrow lines of Rashi, the Itchil Ba, Hitchil Omra, V'ta'ab Emtza'ita. He actually started saying the Broche, he started V'la Mashlim Al Te'et Tikva, so we saw there was no problem with him. But when it came to the actual body of the text, he couldn't work it out. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the same Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav we quoted at the very beginning, the second line of this Gemara that said Ta'ab Kol HaBrochas, right, in Melamal Shinim we ma'alim oto. Even it says, yeah, they quote Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, who says like this, V'itam Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Lo Shanu Elash Lo Itchil Ba. When we learned that Aloha that you got to schlep him up, right, that, and Rashi mentions that we just spoke about now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav at the top there, Shelo Itchil Ba, he hadn't started the Brocha, but Itchil Ba, Gomra. If he starts the Brocha, we give him time, we let him go for it, we don't pull him out. Wait for him to finish the brocha. The most like is honey, sheva, the shabta, connected me. So now, we're going to start discussing the brochas. We said that there are 18 brochas on during the tefillah, Shmona Asherah, during the week, actually 19. There's 7 on Shabbos. Then we'll see on fast days, there are 24. The reason that they're 24, they're actually 25 because we add 6. So we've got 18 of the regular Shmona Asherah, and then we would have a fast day. There'd be an extra 6 brochas that would have declared in time of the Gemara. So it's 18 plus 6, 24. And we're going to see a whole lot of reasons for different things. What's also important here, it was Rav Shechta. I can't remember his name. Rav Shechta, in that shir that he spoke about, he spoke about how it was important that every single tefillah, the Nevi'im understood, had to have a reference to something. So if they had 18, they were 18, we saw yesterday the Askarot, we saw Machloket yesterday, what the Askarot were, Avin Havul Hashem, or in the Shema. We had them a core for 18, and then 19, they had to find them a core for 19 as well, and for 7, they have to find them a core for 7 as well. And all the 24, everything had to be based on Makorot. They couldn't just choose any number that they wanted. So now the Gemara starts and says, like, it's Hani Sheva de Shabbat. When we say on Shabbos, we'd have 7 brochas. What are the 7? The first 3 of Akasha, and the last 3 of what are the same? Just the 13 in the middle, right, we leave out, and we say 1 long brocha for Shabbos. So now, we saw the other day in the Gemara, we saw a while ago that if you had a mistake on Shabbos, you'd finish the brocha. If you started saying regular day Shabbos on regular day davening on Shabbos, you'd finish the brocha. Well, we saw that min adin, you actually should daven all Shmona Asherah brochas, all 19, just because of tirchid de tzibura, because of Shabbos, we shorten the version. So, special reason for that. Because ani sheva de shabta keneged me, where they come from, these 7 brochas. Amrav chalafta ben shaul keneged shiv'a kolot shamar David lamayim. Because one of the Tilim, Rashi brings a Makor of Mizmor Kol Hashem Al Amayim, Tilim Kaftet, right? So there's seven mentions there of David on the water. Hani Tisha Roshon, and Roshon with David, nine brochas. Can you get me where that comes from? It's like the Min Kartigon, can you get Tisha Askarot, Shamra Chana Betfilata. And Rashi brings again, Shamra Chana in Parshat, Aletz Libi in Shmuel Aleph Perek Bet. There's Chana's Tfilah there. And there she's got nine mentionings. The Amar Mar, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkara Shara Chel B'chana, because we've got a Mesorah. Then on Rosh Hashanah, then on Rosh Hashanah, both Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were all impregnated. They became pregnant so that's why the connection between Chana and Rosh Hashanah. Moshe says, "Hani Eshrim va'arba." These 24, like I mentioned, actually 25. Can Tanita can give me on the fast days? Who, where, what's their makor? I'm Rab Chelbo. Can I get Kaf Dalid Ranot Shama Shlomo b'Shah Sheichnis Aron b'Berak Kodesh Kodeshim? So there, Shlomo tried to get the Beramidash to get the Aron's version. The doors wouldn't open. So we've got there the case of the Eshrim va'arba Ranot. Rashi says, "Parashat v'Amot Shlomo Melachim Aleph Pasukhet Rinat Tfilat China Kulhon Kaf." The 24 of them over there. The Gemara says, "Ihachi kolim elamin amri." That's the case. Why do we only send them on Rosh Hashanah, right? On a fast day, sorry. Why don't we send them every single day? So Gemara says, "Nu amat amri Shlomo. When is Shlomo say them? But Yom Derachmei. Shlomo had a special reason. He derachmei from Hashem. Right? Look at Rashi there. But Yom Derachmei. She would shach levakesh rachmim she davku sharim. The gates were shut. They wouldn't open. Zebes v'lo hayu manichin lechnis aron lebet kodesh akodashim. Karmim moed katan. So Gemara moed katan. So therefore, Shlomo had to say a special tefillah." The Gemara says, "So to Anna Nami, we too, be Yomei Derachman, special days of Rachamim, Amre Lehu, we say the special tefillot that Shlomo said to ask special Rachamim so that the doors of the village would be open." Rabbi Yeshua, Meir Ben Shmonasre. Now, we saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua says that you daven during the week, Me'en Shmonasre, not the whole Shmonasre brochas, Me'en Shmonasre. The Gemara now wants to know, what do you mean, my Me'en Shmonasre? What do you mean, my Me'en, like similar to the brochas, or a version of the brochas? Rav Amar, Me'en Kol Bracha or Bracha. Rav says quite simply, you say each brocha a little bit short. Rashi says over here, main kol brocha, omer bakotzer, uvarech akol echad. You make 18 proper brochas, but just shorten the version. Instead of saying, v'lamashnim al tehetikvah b'chol shakibin yuvedu b'chol avecha meyekot v'zeri b'nat takeut shavir, you say b'chol amin mkere gavedu, baruch at Hashem shover b'machni azedim, something like that. Right, that is Rav. Shmuel says, no, Shmuel says we've got a special tefillah called Havineinu. We've spoken about it before, it's printed in the Siddur today. Rashi says, yeah, what's Havineinu? There's only one brocha in that Havineinu at the end. So you say the first three and the last three, and then Havineinu can get Atachonen, or Monet Levainu can get Ashivainu. He's got all the different words. Rashi brings here Havineinu can get Atachonen Da'at, Umolet Levainu. What's the word I'm looking for? Molet Levainu. Circumcise our hearts, is connected Hashiveinu, and Nisloach Lanu connected Slach Lanu, which says Nisloach to forgive us, and Nisloach Slach Lanu of Lukechatanu, Liot Geulim is connected Geula, Bechain Klob. Each one of those phrases are all parallel to the brochas. He says, "If Yeshua and Hamidah Hashem bekerat dat tachecha, Molid Avinu v'yirecha v'tzlach Lanu Liot Geulim b'tzorchenu v'chavetenu b'tzorchenu midot arzecha v'nufotzenu b'arbeka v'tigvot v'otem והתואים על דעתך ישבטו ולרשים תניף ידיך ויסמכו צדיקים מניין ריך ותתו עניך עליך וצמחת כנבית בבדיך ועריכת נהיה בישך משכך תם יקרא אתה תניה ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה. So that is the whole story of it. The Gemara says like this, light ala Abaya Amad Matzma. Abaya wasn't happy, he used to curse or speak very badly. As a Rashi over here, he says light ala right ala Abaya. He skips all the brochas and says one brocha. Right? If you look at the Tosfot, there's a first Tosfot at the top of the Amud there. So, Lagla Abaya, Vahachi Kaimelan. He says, Vayesh Svarim. And Tosfot agrees. That's what there are Svarim. There are versions of the Gemara that say like this. Damasi Kanimili Bemata. About Baderech Shari. That when he says he would curse people who would daven, that's only if you're in your place, if in your shul, if in your house. But if you're on the way, you're traveling, then it would be mutar to daven the shortened version. Amrav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kol HaShana Kula Mitpalel Adam Havineinu. So now we're discussing that, not what Abayas like the guys who are davening. But according to Nachman Shmuel, people who say that you can daven, he says the whole year you can daven this Havineinu if you have to. Now, obviously, according to that, Tosfot would be if you're on the Drachim, if you're traveling. Other people say even in your own house or in shul. Aval chutz mimotzei Shabbat mimotzei Yamim Tovim. Other than Motzei Shabbat, say Motzei Yom Tov. Why? Bibnei Shetarich Lomar Havdala Bechodin Adat. Because you've got to add in Havdala. So now we haven't got Havdalah in the Harvey Nenner. To me, and I'm sure all of you are thinking as well, it'd be a simple thing, just put in a 2-3 words of V'chonein Hata Harvey Nen, or some Mavdil Ben Kozhdachol, some sort of phrase in it. The Gemara at the beginning doesn't want to present that as a possibility and seems to have a problem with adding it into the Harvey Nen. So Matkif La Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, well, what's the big deal? V'nimre bracha revit b'fnei atzma. Say atachonan tanu with Havdolah on its own, a separate bracha. And this is not so far-fetched. Milotan, having got a Mishnah. He says, we've got a Mefurash Mishnah over here, later we'll see it in Daf Lamed Gimel in a couple of days, next week. Right, Rabbi Akiva omer, omra b'kat revit b'fnei atzma. The Rabbi Akiva says, chatechida every day, or every Motzei Shabbos, you shouldn't have Havdolah in inserted into a tachonen adam daat. Say a separate brocha. Rabbi Lezer Omer Brah. Rabbi says no. Say no da. Rabbi Lezer the one we pasken like Rabbi Lezer. It's quite interesting. So the Gemara says nuatu kol hashana kula mi avdilen k'Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, well, I don't understand. What do you mean Sunday on Motzei Shabbos say like Rabbi Akiva? The whole year do we pasken like Rabbi Akiva? No. We pass like Rabbi Eliezer in this case. Tahashtan, I mean, Avitz, and now suddenly we should be like Rabbi Akiva. If you told me that we always have a separate brocha, so I don't understand, and on the Shabbos you want to keep it a separate brocha, even we say Avinainu. But we never have a separate brocha. Why study now, should we have a separate brocha? So he says, Koloshna, cool, in my time we love doing Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we do it like Rabbi Akiva? Right? Because the Gemara says, because Tamne Sari Tikkun. Right? 18 brochas were metakein. Tishar sari lo tikkun. There were, it seems to be before Havinei, before Lamal Shinim, right? Because Rebbe Kiva was earlier. Right? He says there were 18 brochas, not 19 brochas. So achinami sheva tikkun. So too on we've got 7 brochas over here with Havineinu, right? So don't get confused with Shabbos. Rashi actually says over here, sheva tikkun, shalosh shnot v'shlosh achronot v'havineinu in the middle, right? So that whole idea of saying, think of 7 brochas. And we see we've got a makor for 7 brochas. Tamnei lo tikkun, we never came or found a makor for 8 brochas. It was like a matkil arab mazutra. So now, what we thought would be the most simplest answer, he says, v'nichlala michlala b'ineinu, Hashem l'kelem, avdol ben kosh l'chol. Why don't we just add it in? V'nichlala. Look at Rashi l'havdola, put a havdola into that. What's the Gemara's answer? Kashia. Now we mentioned the other day that kashia is not a complete rebuttal. Right? Kashia means that there wasn't an answer available at that moment in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMidrash, sorry, might have been agreed upon later on. I'm actually not sure what we would do if we had Havineinu. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaya, Kol Hashna Kula Mipladam Havineinu. Now again, so we saw that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said the whole year we could daven except Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontif. Rav Bibi Bar Abaya presents another problem with Havineinu. Kol Hashna Kula Mipladam Havineinu. So we can see that Havineinu has got proper makor in the Gemara. It's not just some idea that some late son, even though Abaya never liked people who davened it, right? And we saw the Tosfot that he said that maybe you could daven it on a derech. But even on a derech, we can see there's a lot of time here in the Gemara being spent with this Havineinu. It was something that was written with a lot of thought. It's not just some schleppers the tefillah. This is Amar Avibi Barabaya. Kol Hashana Kula Mipaladam Havineinu Chutz Mimota Geshamim during the winter months. Why? That's the Rich Lomar Sheila Bebrikar Hashanim. Because we have to say V'tein Talam Atali Bracha. We have to add in during Bikar Hashanim V'tein Tal for the rain. So Mat Kivla Amar Zutra. He doesn't understand. So now they give the answer straight away. V'nichela Micha. Why don't we just add in V'deshaneinu Benot Arzecha V'tein Talam Atar. Add it in. So he says no. It's not so pashut. Why? Look at Rashi. You can't make a mistake. He says, I don't understand. Iyachi havdala b'chonin ha-da'at namila atshudei. Right? He says over here, this havdala b'chonin ha-da'at namila atshudei. So he says like this, amrihatam kevint ati b'chlatzozat. Now, the question is, I think that he's saying over here, on a normal Motzei Shabbos, we aren't worrying about adding Havdolah into Chonin Hadat. So why are you worrying here about sticking it into Havineinu? Right? So he says, the Amihatam Kevin Ati Betchlat Shluta. Lo Matri. There, because it's the very beginning, the first thing we say, right? We said very early in the Shmona Asher, we said Tachon Antanu, Tachon Adam Da'at, and we added in. Hache Kevin Ati Be'emza Shluta. It's going to be right in the middle here of this Havineinu. Matri, he could make a mistake. So what's the word? A second. Matri Rashi. Venimre Beshomea Tfila. Right, so then just said at Shomei Tefillah, right at the end, before we say the bracha, Rabbi Tachon Rabbi Asi Ta'av Lo Hiskir Gvur Geshamim B'Tchila Meitim. If you forgot to say Mashiv Aruach Umir Hageshem, of Tchiyat HaMetim, Samach Zinoto, there we would make you go back to repeat it. Mashiv HaRuch Mir HaGashem is not a vakasha, it's more of a statement. So there, right, look at Rashi says, Yahaskara ba'alma, it's a declaration. There we make you go back. She'ena tefillah. It's not really part of the davening. Shema tefillah is a general perek or general part of our davening. We can say, God, listen to our prayers. Any tefillah that we've got, if we messed up, we can stick into shema tefillah. But mashiv haruach, I guess it's not really a tefillah. It's more of a statement. So that's what the Bible says there, that you would have to go back and repeat and repeat. But she'ela, if you forgot, v'tein talu batali v'racha in Birkat Hashanim, right? So then, ein machshinoto, you don't go back. Why? Mipnei she'achol omer b'shomea tefillah. And the same idea of havdala b'chonin adat. If you forgot havdala in the chonin adat, ein machshinoto. Why? Mipnei she'achol omer halakos. So therefore, it appears over there that we should be able to stick havdala at the worst case situation. At the end of Shomet, the Gemara says, Ta'ashani, you're making a difference to something else. But the Chatchila, we don't move these things around, stick them in the wrong places. And for the Gemara, didn't like it. Gufa. The Gemara now takes out a Braita, which we just saw now, and speaks about the Braita. The Gemara says, I'm going to talk about Asi. Ta'avlo is skrig, what goes from B'tchia Tameitim. We just saw that now a second ago. And we just quoted that. We quoted that on the way, like by the way. Now the Gemara actually takes it out and discusses it on its own. That's Gufa. Gufa means we take your Braita out on its own. Gufa is standalone. Amar Rav Tanchum Asi, Ta'av lo hizkir, Gevurot Geshamim, B'tchilat HaMetim, if you left out, Mashiv HaRuach, Machshin, you go back. Sheila, B'tchilat HaShanim, if you left out, B'tchilat HaMataran, and Machshin Oto. Why? Because Shechol Omer, B'shomea Tefillah, because I said, V'avdala, I saw you too, B'chonei Dat, and Machshin Oto. Why? Because Shechol Omer, Ala Kos. So that's the brighter. We can say, we can always have dollar on the course. So therefore, you don't have to repeat it in the Shmona Ashrei because you're going to make have dollar at home anyhow. Gemara asks a kashya on that. Meitivei ta'a v'lo hiskir gevurot Geshamim. This meitivei here is normally from a brighter. Sometimes it comes from a Mishnah as well or a Tosefta. In this case, over here, it actually comes from a Tosefta. So it's a Tanaic source, a Kasha, which is a stereo with this brighter, which we just saw a second ago. So yeah, the brighter says that we don't machzir if a person says, if he leaves out the Tain Tal, because he can say the Shomei Tefillah, and we don't make him repeat Avdol again because he can say it on the course. What brings up a Tosefta with a slightly different version? It says, V'lo yiskir gevurot Geshamim b'tchilat HaMetim, machzirin. Yeah, there's no problem. We agree. If you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, go back. She'ela b'rikat HaShanim, na'am, bright, which we quoted early on, said, it was actually a Mishnah we quoted, and we said there that if you didn't say Mashiv Tvetein Tal, we said, Ein machzirinoto. Yeah, this Tosefta says, machzirinoto. V'havdala, b'chanadat, e machzirinoto. It's an agreement as well with Havdola. So we see that this Tosefta is cholek on our brighter we quoted, or our Mishnah we quoted, with regards to v'tein tal umatal levircha. That's a kashya. That's the Beit Yivest. Gemara says lo kashya. It's not a kashya. Why? Ha b'yachid, ha b'tzibur. Right? What does it mean, ha b'yachid, ha b'tzibur? Look at Rashi. It says ha b'yachid. If he's davening on his own b'yachidut, so then we make him go back. But tzibur, if he's davening with the tzibur, with the shaliach tzibur, then yeah, Yachin Pilav Tzibur says Rashi, then we don't make him repeat the Shmona Asrei. So the Mishnah we quoted is when he's davening the Tzibur. This Tosefta he's talking about, he's davening b'yichud. That's why he has to repeat it. So but while the Tzibur, don't we make him go back? So the Gemara says, Mishum, the Shama Mishliach Tzibur, because he's going to hear the Shliach Tzibur in Chazal Hashatz. He's going to hear it again. So I don't understand. Yachin Hamibnei Shachol Omer v'Shomea Tefillah. Why do we say earlier on that we don't repeat, that he mustn't repeat it? Because you're going to hear, he can say it in Shomea Tefillah, right? We should have said, Mipnei she'shomea mishaliach tzibur mibaylei. If you're telling me there that we don't repeat it, Mishnah or Brayta, which we quoted earlier on, we said I have to repeat it. What was the reason I have to repeat it? Because then you could say it again in Shomea Tefillah. But now you're telling me that actually there's no stereo between the two Braytas. The Brayta that says that he must repeat it is a Yachid. But even a Yachid could say it in Shomea Tefillah. And in the Tzibur, he doesn't repeat it. Why? Because he's going to hear Shomea Tefillah. But then say, he won't repeat it because he's going to hear from the Shaliach Tzibur. The Gemara doesn't like that answer of that the one's talking about a Yachid, the one's talking about a Tzibur. Ella, the Gemara agrees. Ella means, okay, we buy that, we accept that challenge, and we go back. So again, both the Tosefta and the Braita speaking about a case of a Yachid. Right? So how come the one says, Machzir, go back, and the one says, don't have to go back? V'lo kashya, ha de itkar Kodem Shomer Tefila, Ha the Itkar Bakar Shomer Tefila. The one is that he remembered. Look, Rashi Itkar. If he remembered Itkar there, Zachar, the Dalit and the Zayin interchange, so it's the Izkar, right? That he remembered Zachar. If he remembered before Shomer Tefila, so then El Machshu not Tosis Rashi. He couldn't remember Shomer. Then he said Shomer Tefila. If he didn't, if he got to Shomer Tefila and he forgot to say it, then he's got to go back to the beginning and he has to start it over again. What's it called? Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, Ta'av lo eskir shosh chodesh b'avodah. So now we've got interesting halacha. This applies to a lot of us and it happens to me a lot. You forget to say Yalevi Avo during avodah, during Ritzai. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says this halacha. Ma'aseh chozel avodah. You say Ritzai Hashem again. Niskar b'hoda'a. You reach that tov shimcha ulecha ne'el hodot. You go back to Avodah, says the Gemara. You remember Besim Shalom? Chozel Avodah. Ve'im Siyem, if you read ended of the Shmona Asrei, Chozel Arosh, it's too late, you're going to start the whole Shmona Asrei again. So Amra Papa Bered Rav Acha Bar Ada, he says, Ahada Amra, and this, when we said over here, Siyem, Ve'chozel Arosh, when we said you got to go back, if you dive into Shmona Asrei, you got to go back all to the beginning, he says, Lo Amra, and it's limited when, Elisha Akar Aglav, you've already taken 3 steps, you say Shalom, you've already taken 3 steps back. Avalo Akar Aglav, you haven't moved your legs yet, you're still standing in place, Chozel Avodah, you can still go back to Ritzai, and you don't have to redo the whole Shmona Asrei. Now, I don't think that this is La Halacha, because it was like this, Amalei. So now, Rabbi Tanchum, remember, we started off with Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Asi. And then we had Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Acha Bar Ada, right? And he said that to Rabbi Tanchum. So now Rabbi Tanchum is replying to Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Acha Bar Ada. And he says to him, Minalachu, where do you get this from? He says, Abba Mari Shemirli, from our father. Abba Mari Mirav, he heard it from Rav. So that seems to be pretty much a heavy weight, right? And then the Gemara is like, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Bar Yitzchak, Had Amran Akar Aglav. The Gemara brings another version of this. It says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Had Amran Akar Aglav. When we mentioned there that if you've already moved your legs, Chozel Arosh, you go back to the beginning, Lo Amar Ela She'eino Ragil Lomar Tachanun Matfila. That only applies if you aren't normally used to saying extra tachanunim. Rashi says via tachanunim, the first Rashi on the Amud, is kagod elohai netzo loshoni meira. Right? Remember, these are all, you can see all the davening that we're saying now, davening which is all very, very, very old, historical, rooted in the Gemara. Say elohai netzo. Like we do say elohai netzo. Says that only applies for people who don't say elohai netzo. Right? Achar tefilato. Right? And that's, he said, lo amar ela she'eino ragil. When do you go back? If you don't say Elokai Netzor, Ragil Omer Tachanuni V'Achar Tefilato, Chozel Avodah. But if you used to saying like we do Elokai Netzor, so then if you get to the end of the tefillah over here is Sim Shalom, Rechad Amo Yisrael, Bas Shalom, that end of the tefillah, but you're still going to say Elokai Netzor, then you can go back as well to Ritzai. Ikir Amri Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Here the Gemara brings halacha. That there's another opinion that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said differently. He's like, it's hard Amran ki lo akar aglav chozel avoda. When do we say that if you haven't moved your legs, you go to avoda? Lo amar ela kashir ragil lo amar tachanun matfilah. That's if you are used to. He says in a positive sense, like we are. Aval im en ragil lo amar tachanun matfilah tochzosh. But if you don't say elokai netzor, so then you have to go to Rosh. So basically over here, what we're learning here from this Gemara is that if you have said harech la moishel bashalom, you haven't yet said Elokai Netzor, or maybe even Milav Elokai Netzor, but you haven't yet moved your legs, because you only take Osei Osei Shalom at the end, you can still go back to Ritzai, you don't have to start the Shmona Asrei all over again. Rabbi Lezer, Omer HaOsei Tfilato Kev, and now we're in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Lezer said like this, then anyone says Tfilato Kev, he says that your Tfilato are not Tachanunim, ain't Tfilato Tachanunim. So he says, by Keva, and Rashi actually, they said the Gemara discussed it. What does it mean by Keva? What does it mean you make your Tfilah, your Shmona Asrei permanent, Keva, like, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. Got a couple of opinions here. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. I'm Rabbi Oishia. Kol shetfilato doma alav kamasui. So yeah, this is you make your davening look like it's a burden on you. Look at Rashi, the third wide lines, Rashi at the top. Behind lashon keva. That's what keva means. He says keva stands for chok kavur hu alali palel. Basically, I'm forced. It's a chok. I have to daven. What can you do? It's a burden. I've got no choice. I don't really want to daven, but I know I've got to daven, so I daven. Rabbanan Amra Ekomi Shel Omer Ablashot Tachanunim. Rabbanan says, no, what does it mean, Yosef Keva? You don't add in any vakashot. You just dive in the basic text. However, Rav Yosef, Amet Tarvayu, they both agree on what? Kol Shani Achol Lechadesh Badavar. Who don't add anything in, it's something special. בבקשתו ולשון קבע. Rashi says זה כהיום, כנדמור, כמחל, same text. It's not more like I'm sure what the difference between Rabbanan is, or בלשון תחנוני. Maybe they're saying there, Rabbanan are saying more that you have to say it in a way, you have to like really stipulate to please God with Tantal and ask it in a tone of vakasha. I'm able to add things in. But I'm scared. Why? Dilma matridna. Look at Rashi there. Dilma matridna. Shem et ev. Remember, they're doubling by a pair. They're doubling off a heart. They're not doubling the siddha. See, if I start, I know I've got the nusach and I can say the nusach, but if I'm going to start adding things in and saying all new things, I don't know where to go back to. I'll lose my place. I'll get all mixed up. Abaye bar Avin, Rab Chanina bar Avin, Damet Tarvayu, Kosu Mipalinim, Im Dimdume HaChama. Right? It's another example here of what does it mean, Keva? So it says, if you don't daven with Dimdume HaChama, Rashi says over here, the Ainu Lashon Keva, that makes your tefillin will be a Keva. What tefillato alav, chok kavu el atzei nechova, then I'm going to repeat the Sha'at Mitzvah, so you don't find the right moment to daven. You want to find the right moment, the Sha'at Ratzon, he says there, Sha'at Mitzvah, the right time of the Mitzvah, the Eit Ratzon, and the time when Hashem, in other words, get up very early at night, so Davin Mincha, very late, with another opinion over here, that Dim Dumei Chama, with the, like, the speckles of the sun, Amram Chia Barabba, Amram Yochanan, Mitzvah Lipalel Dim Dumei Chama. He says, the Mitzvah of Davin with Dim Dumei Chama. Amram Zerah, my cry, what's the Pasuk for that? He says, he quotes a Pasuk over here. It comes from Tehillim. It says, Yira'ucha Im Shamish, be fear of him with the sun, V'lifnei Yareach, Dor Dorim, and to with the moon. So we see here the sun and the moon. So basically Rashi says over here, Im ha dumei dima tfilat yotzer, is yotzer or, and im anetza chama, right, those are the tfilat ha-mincha im shkiat ha-chama. People are very particular that some of the Hasidim daven mincha et shkia, like right as the sun is setting. So that's daven vatiki, right as the sun is setting. So now, Gemara is like it's light here, Labi Marava, in the Marava, in Israel, they would curse people. See, there's a lot of cursing over here. But later, Rashi says, Yami Shem Meshahet Tfilat HaMincha Adim Dumei Chama. People who wait till the last minute to daven with the speckles of the sun there. Why? Says Rashi, Shem Titraf Lo Hashal Yidei Ones V'Avar Hazman. You might come to miss the time. If you wait long for too long, you're waiting for that last moment, something might happen, you might miss it. I think back in the Gemara, later, Alam Marava, Amadim Atleim Dim Dumei Chama, my time, what's the reason is the Gemara, Del Mitra Fale Shaita, because he might miss the time. And Beshua Omer HaMalech, okay, now we're back to the Mishnah. Beshua Omer HaMakom, מהלך מקום סכנה, מתפלל תפילה קצרה, you're going to a dangerous place, you'd have a short תפילה, etc. וכל פרשת העיבור. And then we saw that, we never knew what this פרשת העיבור was all about. So Gemara says, my פרשת העיבור, what does it mean פרשת העיבור? So אמר חיסדה, אמר מר עוקבה, he's like, אפילו בשעה שאתה מתמלא עליהם עברה, he says, פרשת העיבור is a play on the words, yeah, עיבור from מתמלא עליהם עברה, even at the time that you filled with anger of Am Yisrael, such like a keisha ubara, like a pregnant woman who's very full. Yehiyu kol torachim lefanecha. Nonetheless, all their needs will still be in front of you. Look at Rashi. Afilu b'shach medaleim evra. Ba'achi mashu b'chol inay prishat ha'ibur kagon evra ba'evra. Okay, you kol torachim all their needs, Rashi. Gluim lefanecha lerachim lefanecha. They'll still be, their needs will all be clear in front of you. To have rachamim on Am Yisrael. Ikram is the Asher, another opinion. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Maruka, the same person, but said it slightly differently. Afilu b'sha shem ovrim al davar al divrei Torah, even the time that Am Yisrael of being over al divrei Torah, they're sinning. Right? Rashi says, yeah. V'lashon parshat ha'ibur, shein porsin laver. They're actually going out to do avera. You call Shechon Avnecha. Nonetheless, all the needs will be in front of you, and you'll take care of them. Tamar Nagamor, because HaMalech, B'makom Gidrei Chayav Listim. If you're going to a place which is dangerous, with wild animals and crooks, Mipalel Tzlaksa, you daven a short davening. V'ezru Tzlaksa, what's a short davening? Now, we could have thought Habidaino, but no, it's even shorter. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Aseret Zoncha B'Shvayim Al V'tein. Rabbi Zer is like this, Aseret Zoncha. Now, Rashi's got a couple of things that he adds into over here. He says, Aser Tzoncha B'Shamayim, right, She'ein Sham Chet, in Shamayim is no sin. So, Aser Tzoncha B'Shamayim, V'ein Ratzoncha Alehem Ele Letov, anyone good for them, V'avor L'Tachanunim Ar Tzoncha. Right, B'Shamayim Al V'tein, Lahem L'Yira'echa, says Rashi, give them, those that are fear for you, Nachad Ruach, Rashi's Nachadruach Shelo Yit Arbev Rochem Al Yedah Briut Kegon Yedah Chayot Velistim. That nobody should no one should attack them. Ruach Lirecha Mitachat Atov Beenecha Ase. Rashi's Vatov Beenecha Ase. Sorry, Mitachat Uvahatov Beenecha Ase. Rashi Atalahem, do good for them. Vedugmazo Matzil Besef Veshomrim, says Rashi. Vayomer Bnei Yisrael Chatanu. Rashi says, not just them. We've seen this in Shoftim, where Am Yisrael said, Vayomer Bnei Yisrael Chatanu. We've sinned. Ase. Ata lanu kechol atov beinecha. Avaf Hashem save us. Do whatever is good for you. They said a small tefillah, and we end up by saying Baruch Ata Hashem Shomer Tefillah. The Grad takes out the next two lines. Then Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer. Right, what's a short tefillah? Shema tzaakat amchay Yisrael. Hear the crying of Am Yisrael. Vasem era bakashtam. Do quickly what they're asking for you. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomer. Blessed you Hashem who hears their prayers. Achem is known to be Meir. Right, Achem Omrim Tzorchei amchay Yisrael Merubin. He says your needs of Am Yisrael are great. V'da'atam ketzara. Look at Rashi. Da'atam ketzara. They're impatient people. Look at Rashi. V'da'atam ketzara. V'einam yodim lefaresh tzorchem. They don't know how to actually lay out, explain their needs. Therefore, you're talking about Hashem Elokeinu shiten lekol echad v'echad k'dei parnasa. Give each person according to their needs of parnasa. U'lechol gviyah gviyah. To each person, dai machsara. All these needs. Baruch Ata Hashem shomea tefila. So those are the different types of tefillahs where we said over there you should say tefillah katzara, and the Gemara ends up by saying Amar Rav Huna halacha ka'acherim. We paskin like acherim. If you're in trouble and you're running and you got to say a short tefillah, don't take too long. Just say the tefillah of acherim over here, and that is your davening. Amar le'Eliyahu Rav Yehuda. So Eliyahu, I think it's Eliyahu Navi. I haven't said anything to the contrary. Said to Rav Yehuda, Achur Rav Saleh Chassid, who was the brother of Rav Saleh the Chassid. Lo tirtach velo tichti. Don't get angry and you won't sin. Look at Rashi. Lo tirtach lo tichti. Lo tichos. Don't get cross. Shemitoch ha-kaas atabali dachet. Because when you get angry, you come and you sin. Lo tarve velo tachti. So to lo tarve from Ravui. Lo tishtaker b'yayin. Don't get too drunk. Lo tichti, you won't come to sin. Right? I suppose when you get drunk, you sin as well. Because shata yotzei laderech ha-melech bekonech v'tzei. So look at Rashi. Hamelech torishut from your king and go. My, as Gemara says, do my Hamelech bechlek v'tzei. What does it mean? Hamelech bekonech v'tzei. I'm Rabbi Yaakov. I'm Rabbi Chizda. Zot tzvat aderech. This is tzvat aderech. And now comes the makor for tzvat aderech in the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yaakov. I'm Rabbi Chizda. Kol ayotzei aderech shichli padel tzvat aderech. If you got a journey, you got to say a tefillah. And what's the tefillah? Gemara says my tzvat aderech. The Gemara brings the text here, very similar to our text today. Yehirat zon lefanecha Hashem lokai. Please, it should be pleasing to you, Hashem, our God, shtoricheni l'shalom, v'tatzideini, molich, direct me, and take me, v'tismechen l'shalom, and make sure I have shalom, v'tatzileini mikaf kol oyev orev baderech, and save me from any types of enemies or wild animals, baderech, v'tishlach bracha, and send a blessing, b'masei adai, v'mayen, v'titnein l'chein l'cheshrach, v'necho 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 v'nec